This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A breath of fresh air in your ear, that's what this is. The Good Day Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Guess who's here? The one, the only, the magnificent, the fabulous, the incorrigible. Is that a word I can apply for you?
The survivor of the hurricane.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right, exactly. We'll talk about that. General Horn is here. Jay is off. So we have, yes, the hurricane. To talk about, it was a big joke. Now, how did you, because Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and is, America's a favorite radio personality, but see, according to voting, listener voting, and that would bring us around to understanding that Jennifer is number one radio personality in Los Angeles. Okay, so how did you handle the earthquake and the hurricane? That wasn't, the earthquake was really an earthquake, but the hurricane was just a lot of wind and rain. I was talking to my daughter.
Less wind, who, more rain, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like an ad for something,
tastes
right?
Tastes great, less
rain. Less rain. Yeah, exactly. So my grandson was very upset because there was no school. And
yeah,
so
they
one
canceled.
Would
win. These people are such weenies.
They are. That's a great word for them. They're weenies. Yes. So explain.
Well, it was actually, it's been quite dramatic because, you know, usually I hang out with you on Mondays.
Yes.
I was actually away. I was on on a little vacation this weekend since I didn't do a big vacation.
Shirking your responsibilities here,
yeah,
by the
shirking,
way.
Yeah, shirking all my responsibilities. But since I didn't do a big vacation, like a weeks-long vacation,
yeah.
I have been trying to take a couple of weekends just for my own mental health.
I take a Monday here and there off.
Yeah, it's a good way to like, you know, change your scenery a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I had actually taken the entire day off of my
So you went to San Diego for the weekend?
No. I decided to go to Catalina.
No, even better. Yes. 26 miles.
Know, they tried to evacuate
the
Catalina.
Yeah, right. I know that. Yeah.
But I was actually, I was up in, like I'm in Ventura County.
Mm-hmm.
And so, where the earthquake was. And so I get a call from work and they're like, oh, I don't know. I think we might need somebody, you know, because no one knows how to cover a hurricane, right? Nobody
right.
knows this. And so I'm like, well, I guess I come back. I guess I, you know, I don't know. So I come back on Sunday morning, afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I will say, about 11, well, probably about 11, 12 on Sunday. It was pelting with rain.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot of rain. Now, I won't say that that's any different. We've had the atmospheric river this winter. We've had a lot of heavy rain. But it was heavy rain on the road where you're kind of like a little sketched out about driving. You know, we've all been in that moment when you're in a downpour and it's a little unnerving. But that was about the bulk of it. I mean, it rained the rest of the day, and it rained consistently, and no one knew what was coming next because we just don't know what to do with weather in California, and we also don't know how the roads are going to hold up because the roads stink, as you know, if you've ever driven through California.
Yep.
They're already junky. And, of course, the power line situation. I mean, there was a really big threat that you'd have power lines down and that kind of thing. So, thankfully, not much of that happened. There were some areas of flooding, like in Palm Springs, a couple of areas in Ventura County, but thankfully, all in all, it was really just a lot of rain. But as soon as I get home and I unload the car and I'm like literally soaking wet, and I decide I change my dry clothes and I sit down on the couch for a second, and all of a sudden I start to feel like kind of nauseous. Like, am I getting sick? And then my phone goes off and says, it's an earthquake. I went, oh, okay, good. I'm not keeling over. It's actually an earthquake, because it was a very rolly one. And then those poor people up in Santa Paula and Ventura County had 13 aftershocks that were not huge, but enough to shake you up. I only felt the big earthquake, but for the people up there, it was kind of unnerving.
I referred to it as Mother Nature burping and farting.
Yeah, but you know what? Those kind of earthquakes are good because they let off steam without causing a tremendous amount of damage.
Literally. That's you're literally explaining what does happen. The steam, the gases that are under the surface come out and relieve the pressure that causes the earthquakes in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so this is nothing new, but the news media wants to make this seem like the world is coming to the end. It's been going on for billions of years. This stuff goes on. So it happens that the culprit here, in terms of the hurricane, is probably La Nina. El Nino, because it's warmer in the central and southern Pacific Ocean than it normally would be.
Ocean, it stops. That's why we don't have hurricanes here, right?
So you'll be interested to know that the trajectory of the hurricane, or what's left of it, the rain and the wind, has blown up north and hitched onto the jet stream. So the heat and humidity that they're having today and tomorrow in the Midwest and have for the last couple of days will be exacerbated by the rain blowing through probably Thursday morning. And then it heads toward my neck of the woods. So I'm going to get the rain on Friday that you had on Monday.
Isn't that exciting?
Oh my God. Isn't that wonderful?
Very humid for LA. Oh, yeah. And the other really funny thing is that people absolutely started panic buying again, like they did during COVID. You walked into grocery stores and every bottle of water was off the shelves.
Yeah.
Every single one. All the bread. People were like just...
Megan said she went to the Trader Joe's She went to the one that's on... It's actually close to the original one. It's not in Encino, but wherever it is, it's in her new neighborhood. And she said the parking lot was full. The next door parking lot was full. Parking lot across the street was full. So she just parked down the street and didn't get if there were people waiting. You know, people are so unimaginative. They sat in their cars for 15, 20,
waiting
25 minutes waiting for a spot rather than go down the street and get your lazy butt out of the car, walk up the street to Trader Joe's. Anyway, but everything was gone.
So everything was gone. I saw a bunch of
foolish.
The only thing left was white bread, and they were saying this is so L.A.
Because
no one wants to eat white bread in Los Angeles.
Right. So... what is it with the heat? What is it with the extreme weather? Is it, going to continue forever? And is this, according to the doomsday clock and others who follow that silly stuff, it's the beginning of a lifetime of hotter summers.
I don't know if I believe that. I feel like this summer has actually been cooler in Los Angeles. I mean, the only weird thing is that we have this tropical storm blow through. That hasn't happened in 4 years.
Right.
But as far as, like, the temperature outside goes, it's been a pretty mild summer by Los Angeles standards. It didn't even get hot until the 1st of July.
So how many people do you think live in L.A. County and are upset by the weather and are going to move? Like, pick up their lives and look for a more climate-friendly place to live.
There still is not a more climate-friendly place. Now, it's the only thing we have going for us. There's a million reasons to move out of L.A. The weather is still in the pro column, I believe.
So if you're in New Orleans and you're wondering about another Katrina, wherever there's the hurricane down in the Gulf of Mexico, and James Collins is in our studio in Dallas. I think the weather that we were talking about earlier this week hit Houston, which is 280 miles south of you. So probably didn't. Once these things hit land, they usually slow down. That's the interesting thing about the storm that hit you, Jennifer, that it went up to the north, northeast, and is caught now in the jet stream, which was, they went up into Canada a little bit, and now it's coming across. But usually these things, when they hit the mountains, or even land, they just slow down and they die. Yeah, exactly. So a Phoenix... if you look at and you want to study the temperatures around the country and what's different. We've had the Northeast has had pretty typical summer weather here, with the exception, temperature-wise, but in the exception column is the rain. I, as a farmer, have not been able to do anywhere near what I should be doing at this time of year, or up to this time of year, in terms of hay for my animals for the winter, or hay that we sell to people who have horses, that kind of stuff. And that has been a problem. But in terms of generally, you know, you go back over the record books, and this happened about 20-some-odd years ago, same thing. So is the one concern, or the one question I would have, is about the rising temperatures, because the oceans do seem to be warmer, at least from the point of view of recorded information that's available. My gut tells me that all of this sort of thing has gone on before, but it's been hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years since it happened. You know, you look at the Midwest, for example, there's no ocean there, but the Great Lakes and the rivers around that feed into the Great Lakes, apparently the temperatures there are warmer. The folks in Minnesota, for example, have real warm weather. It's always hot and humid, though, in the Midwest. In the summertime, it's hot and it's humid. But you go down to cities like Detroit and Cincinnati and Buffalo, they've had very modest summers. They've had the nicest weather, as some people say, since the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, it's like, what are we so myopic that we only look at the here and now, and we let ourselves get all worked up by social media people who are, you know, grinding an axe for some particular circumstance, and then we have the climate change people. Oh, my God, no! We've got to buy an electric car! So yesterday, I was talking to my friend who owns the 20, he's just got a couple more, so he's got, I think, 29 car dealerships. And he says the electric cars are backing up like you wouldn't believe.
And nobody wants them.
Well, why would you want one? There's no place to plug them in. First of all, the state of Massachusetts, you know, I'm developing this 63-unit complex, and they're telling us we have to put plugs in for electric cars because that's in the new state law. Why? Nobody's buying them. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. There are electric cars on the road, and you see them plugged into shopping malls and stuff. But listen, people are saying they want internal combustion engines, and they're voting with their pocketbook. So there you go. Think about that. 18 after on good day.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You can find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 35% off Emerald products and Superdeck stains August 25th through the 28th. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Steffen, who else is going to say it if I don't? I guess. Right? Yeah, let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest-running Radio Morning Magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
About 23 after the hour. This is Good Day Program. We'll give away two nights in Las Vegas. What else do you want to give away? Got anything else you want to give away while we're giving things away?
Oh,
listen.
I actually give away all the things.
I have some books still from Maria Trilogy about astrology. Maybe we can give those away. Thoughts. Is that a picture of Daisy that I see? You're Daisy?
It is.
Wow.
All snuggled up.
Yeah, she's all snuggled. That's very cute. You find that on our Good Day Networks page. See a picture of that Daisy. Picture of my Daisy. I'll probably put that out as well. All right, what's going on with you this week is a question that Jay posed. A lot of people are chilling at the beach, it looks like. If I'm looking, people are going to the park. Let's see here. What else are people, parents filming themselves baking or cooking? That's kind of cute. I like those pictures. I always send those along. That's kind
of
cute.
Speaking of, have you seen there's this viral challenge, quote, air quotes, challenge, if you will, where people, whether it's parents or guardians or babysitters or older siblings, pretending to cook with the younger kids, and when it comes time to crack an egg into the bowl, they end up smashing it on the child's forehead.
No.
It's one of those things. Some people find it very funny. Some people find it awful. I am not a fan of this. But there is one video that was going around, and it looked like an older sister and her friend maybe, or maybe they were babysitters, but they both smash an egg on this little girl's head. Mm-hmm. And she looks at the one and she goes, "That wasn't very nice." And then she looks at the other one and goes, "That wasn't very nice. How would you like it if I did it to you?" And then smashes the egg on the older kid's forehead. It's like, good for you, little lady.
Ah, go get 'em. I also have a focus on that rare super blue moon. I saw you standing alone without a care in the world, without a care of my own. It's not that something.
You in my heart? Long.
Yeah. All right, let's see. What else we have? Oh, I thought this would be interesting to pass along. The platforms, when you see apologies on social media from people who want your attention, mostly celebrities, is it real or is it Memorex? Do you believe? Do you even pay attention? Because a lot of times public figures respond to the people who are following them or broader audiences, because we all, you know, we're ceaselessly quoting things that are in social media, right? We talk about it all the time. because it seems that there is opinion there, or there's information, not much news anymore because Zuckerberg has seen to that. And so it gives you a cause or a pause. Where do you get your news? And are you like, are you sure it's objective? And even do you want objective news? And if it isn't objective, is it news? How about that? Professor of social psychology at the University of Pittsburgh says social media has helped to create an environment of accountability, if only because it has created so much awareness of what public figures are saying and doing.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. But it is one of those things of the days of celebrities needing to go through their PR people to put out any kind of statement is done.
Yeah.
It's you have the personal approach where they can just put something out there. But when it does come time for an apology, they all feel so cookie cutter. They all say the same things. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend anybody with my actions, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And we all know that's not
just,
true.
And it's just words up there. They're just typing things out.
Meaningless
words. Like, you can still use your social media, but at least maybe post a video, have a conversation. And with a lot of celebrities, there's a lot of, like, you can do the live feeds where you can go Facebook Live or Instagram or on X and do things where you can actually start taking comments from other people in real time and move forward with it. Have the conversation rather than just putting out the static
garbage.
That
I'd rather use my social media for things. You posted something. I put up something last week from Zig Ziglar. Here's another one. Failure is an event, not a person. Yesterday ended last night. Excuse me. I like that. Think about it. Just think. I'm trying to get you to think. Good. Very important thing. T-H-I-N-K. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Thank you for great money-saving ideas. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Among recent suggestions submitted to the blog, double-check your checking and bank accounts for those trial subscriptions and memberships that have become permanent if you don't cancel them, which many, possibly most, don't or forget to. You may not have noticed small automatic payments. Two energy-saving tips for the kitchen. If you cover and wrap foods in the fridge, you will prevent moisture from escaping and ask less of the compressor. Use plastic wrap, not aluminum foil, and you should only run the dishwasher when it's full. Several who posted are selling their gently used clothing online at Poshmark or Depop, Depop.com. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Bluestar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Bluestar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Bluestar.
Bluestar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 35% off Emerald products and Superdeck stains August 25th through the 28th. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump surrendered to authorities in the Georgia election case this evening.
Trump turned himself in at the Fulton County Jail. Trump agreed earlier this week to a $200,000 bond, and the agreement explicitly bars him from using social media to target co-defendants or witnesses. I'm Dave Collins.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is pushing for an October 23rd start date for the trial, which Trump's legal team has reportedly been opposing. Trump's racketeering and conspiracy charges stem from his alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 election result in Georgia. Outrage is growing among some Maui wildfire survivors after national news reports aired images of FEMA workers staying in luxury hotels. FEMA representatives responded Wednesday saying reports of personnel staying in rooms that cost cost $1,000 per night are not true. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side, fighting truth decay with every word that comes out of our mouths. You think that's true, really? Truth decay is fought with every bit of our being, our fiber, our very existence. Yeah. Well, I guess it all depends on what we think the truth is. The truth, what do they say in court? The truth, the whole truth,
free,
and
baby.
Nothing. Yeah, but also you got to give them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
That's right.
There. So school's back in session a lot of places around the country. important to honor our teachers. Every once in a while I ask, I think, Jennifer, over the years you and I have talked about this any number of times, maybe at the beginning of the school year, it's nice to talk about the teachers you had, the work they did to support you and to bring you along. Some of the teachers in the small towns, I think, are, my own prejudice is they're better than some of the teachers that are in the bigger school systems, because I think maybe they come in with this pure idea, but they get wrapped up in the unions. Certainly Los Angeles is an example of that, Jen, where the teachers union has so much control.
Well, and crazy
over
edicts from the state. You know, we have...
Like what?
Oh, my gosh. Lately, you won't believe this. So when it comes to parental rights...
I'll believe anything that comes out of California.
Well, you would think this just sounds like common sense. So there are... And this is just going school district by school district. This isn't even statewide because the legislature wouldn't vote it through. But, you know, California has created itself as a sanctuary state, not only for abortion, but for transgender surgeries. Which means, not that we're just a pro those things state, it means that people can come here at any age, under the age of 18, and initiate those things without parental consent. Especially when you're talking about puberty blockers and gender reassignment surgery, this is really controversial because you don't need a 12 or 13-year-old making these really adult decisions for themselves.
You can't have a 12 or 13-year-old making these decisions.
I don't care what your politics are, what you believe about your life. I mean, it doesn't make sense. We don't let a 13-year-old walk into a tattoo parlor and get a tattoo. So why would we let them make such a huge decision? So in that case, there have been school districts that have set it up where they have to notify parents.
Why is the school involved in this at all? This isn't about education.
If a kid goes to school and says, I want to be called so-and-so, or I want to be called he, him, but she's really a she, her, or she wants to use a different bathroom, or whatever it is, that within 3 days they have to notify the parents. Now the Attorney General is going after schools for requiring teachers to do that, and they're doing investigations. You have, and this is the real crazy one, if kids in California say that they are not getting respected for their desired pronouns from their parents, they can remove themselves from their parents' home and go into a group home situation. Now, ask yourself this. When your kid, let's just say when Megan was mad at you, because I know I used to do this to my mom all the time. I'm calling Child Protective Services on you. How many times does your kid say that, right? I'm calling the police on you.
Never happened to me, but my daughter's been upset with me when she was a teenager. But
yeah, as a joke. I mean, like, not as a joke, but as something mean, you know, if your mom's disciplining you. My mom never did anything.
Well, that happened one summer. Megan came to live with me. Her mother was telling her she couldn't do something, and she said, I'm going to live with my father.
Right.
So Tony packed up her bags and brought her up here, and that was the end of that.
Yeah. Time. Well, now kids have the authority to remove themselves from their parents' home.
Where do they go? The state's going to pay for where they go?
A group home setting.
Yeah. All right. So
crazy.
It is crazy. Let's calm the situation down and think about Alice Davenport, who is a school teacher in an elementary school in Norristown, Pennsylvania. This is the exact opposite of what we're talking about, Jennifer. Here was a particularly impactful educator who has been honored. She died this year at the age of 103. She was the first black teacher in the town. And so they have changed the name of an elementary school to honor her. And the fact is, according to the town fathers, it had nothing to do with her being black. It had to do with the fact that she started her career here and finished her career here and affected hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in her time in the district. And so she's remembered in Norristown for her dedication, for her service, for her high achievements. And she was also one of these people that helped other teachers, as she was a mentor, apparently, to a lot of younger teachers. And isn't that what we need as a teacher? I remember, as I taught for 4 years in the middle school here in Framingham, where I went to school, and I was 21 years old when I started teaching school. And I had all of the colleagues in my school were people I'd had as teachers when I was in junior high school. So here, and they had a wonderful time with me because most of them remember me. I was a fairly colorful student, as you might imagine, and so they all
like you.
Yeah, they all remembered me. There was a teacher, because my given name is Dudley, And I was a marshal, a student marshal on the third floor at Lincoln Junior High School. And Charlie McCarthy was the science teacher. And he used to get out, and he was across the hall from Louis Cadarni, who was the math teacher. And the two of them would have the greatest time with me. They'd yell at the end of the hall, "Darley!" And everybody turn around and look, and I would be there dutifully directing the traffic around where we were. It was just, and then to work with these guys, 10 years later when I was teaching, it was a lot of fun, but they all took me under their wing. They all made me a better teacher, and I was better in all kinds of ways because of it. And so the point of that story is that if you can find, in not just in teaching, but in anything, radio, your business, whatever it is, if you can find a mentor, maybe you're working in the family business and your dad or your grandfather started the business and they're the mentors, they've taught you, maybe you were learning the trade when you were 10, 12, 13, 14 years old. That's fabulous. And it gives you, I think, a feeling of knowledge also brings you a lot of security. Don't you think that's true, Jennifer? If you know more.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in most businesses, at least in the world I run in, yeah. It's all about who you know, and it's about people that will recommend you and that will go to bat for you. And that comes from a really good mentor.
Yep.
Right? There's just so many things to learn. And to think we've all got it in the bag, everybody needs a mentor.
Yep. All right, the folks at NASA have released some more footage of this helicopter, and you're saying, huh? There's a helicopter on Mars, and it has flown 54 flights. How about that? Did you know that even?
Real Mars?
The real Mars, and not the TV show that Shatner is doing. No, this is, have you watched that show, by the way?
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. I had to stop. It was.
He's not.
He's the best part, but he's only there for like three minutes.
By far, he's the best part. Anyway, so they're using this helicopter to evaluate whether or not you can operate. They sent it up there in the last Mars mission. And so imagine again, this thing, it takes signals from the Earth 3 seconds to get to Mars to tell this helicopter what to do.
Crazy?
And if you see pictures of it, it's like a little box on legs with an electric motor on it that they can charge by, you know, pushing the button down in, I think it's Jet Propulsion Laboratory where they're running it from. But it's just another one of those things. And I looked at, there's a button on the screen, and it says, land now. You push that button, and it lands. That's it.
Those but Martians are getting around big time now, right? It's their new transit.
Right. They've dubbed the helicopter Flight 53, or whatever and that's, I think, because of they had planned to have it do 53, 54 missions. Anyway, I just find it's fascinating. It's so much of a relief to
Can
get
I
away
you
from
I
the
saw
normal.
The meteor shower?
No.
Oh my gosh. It was incredibly beautiful. And I know we both are like space nerds, which is why I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
I was up at my uncle's ranch in Tehachapi, which would get you out of the light pollution of LA. It was absolutely gorgeous. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well, it has that effect on you. And then you begin to think of how, you know, what goes on, how small we are.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right, speaking of that, a North Carolina woman facing charges today after orchestrating a false report of her own murder. Oh. How about that? Who's crazy enough to want to do that? Margaret.
Was she trying to get away from something or what?
Well, apparently she's 37-year-old Margaret Sweeney was reported missing last Friday. There was a report, an anonymous report to the local police department. They began an investigation. They were
like this. Yeah, hello, I'm missing. I mean, she's missing.
Yeah. Well, apparently, this was even got onto the Fox News app. And then, interestingly enough, she was arrested because she was found and charged with filing a false report, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The reason I'm bringing it up is because she said the reason she did it is because she wanted to have the notoriety that Kerry Russell got last month. Remember her?
Yeah,
she did the same thing.
Her own disappearance.
Yeah. Who's thinking?
This is the problem when these dummies come up with stuff like this. Then there's copycats.
Right. Exactly. So am I being a bad guy because I'm talking about it? And maybe I shouldn't be talking about it. Maybe it gives people a bad idea. All right, so here's...
Stupid is what it is.
It is. A Minneapolis security guard who worked for the Taylor Swift tour was fired for asking fans to take photos of him standing in front of Taylor Swift. What a dummy. Calvin Decker says he applied for the security job in order to attend the concert without paying for it. And then the fan posted the video of him standing next to her.
Well, I guess that's what he was there for. Too late now. They figured it out too late.
Yeah. Here's the story of a girl who met a man at a cigar lounge, went on a date with him, went to a party with him, went to bed with him, apparently, and then she found out that he was married and had children, and he lived in the same town. How stupid are you to try to pull something like that off in the same town where you live? Is that,
A lot of people think they can get away with a lot of things.
Yep. All right, here's another one of these crashes. A woman, 90 years old.
Ooh.
Control of her car crashed into a beauty salon, narrowly missing a person who was standing in the lobby. This is Phoenix. The crash happened the other day at the Belle V Salon. The reason I bring it up is because there are so many of these people at this age who are driving their cars into places, storefronts. How many of these things, have you talked about these on your program on KRLA?
When they happen, in L.A. Typically, there's so many other murders.
I suppose things to talk about. Yeah,
terrible things.
All right, it's 48 after. This is Good Day. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 35% off Emerald products and SuperDeck stains August 25th through the 28th. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 53 past the hour, Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronos is here at the ready. He, as you know, is from Lake Cardiology, has his great clinic down in Central Florida. He sees people from all over Florida, all over the Southeast, all over the country. People talk to him from all over the world, and you can do it more easily than you might have expected. All you have to do is call his office, 352-735-1400. He has terrific outreach. Loves to talk to people. As a matter of fact, the one thing about Ken that is a distraction is he spends a lot of time. You know, you normally go into a regular doctor's office and they'll see you for 20 minutes because that's all Medicare will pay him for. And at 21 minutes, well, I guess we're all set. See you later. Well, you can spend an hour and 20 minutes with Ken, depending on what it is that you're trying to figure out and trying to sort it out. No matter what it is you want to talk to him about, he'll give you a good answer. 352-735-1400. I'm his greatest salesman because it's him and his practice and how he does things have worked wonders with me. I feel very confident after I leave his office that I know what's going on in my body. You can too. Call 352-735-1400. Okay. Question about this new molecule that apparently kills most solid cancer tumor cells and leaving others unaffected. This is something we've been talking off and on about, some of the advancements in cancer treatment. We have you as a cardiologist talking frequently about what's new in the preventative department. Yeah, is there any such thing as a preventative cancer doctor, do you think? I'm asking because I've never heard of a preventative cancer doctor.
Well, hopefully those who specialize in cancer talk prevention. I think all of us are interested in helping people in that regard. I think primary care physicians have an interest in educating patients, I hope, in cancer prevention. But as a specific subspecialty preventive oncology, it's in the works, I hope.
You know, I talked to you once or more than once about the City of Hope. They do great things when it comes to cancer treatment, kind of like St. Jude's, only St. Jude's specializes, I think, in youngsters. But this research protocol that I'm looking at is not toxic to healthy cells. I find that amazing that they could separate out. Can you think of an example of something else where a particular treatment would only focus on that which is bad? Let's say you've got a heart problem and it's only specifically one muscle or one valve. You can, the way things are now, you can really isolate down to the nitty-gritty, right?
Yes. Monoclonal antibodies is a great example where you rev up the immune system to make these targets that go towards some part of the disease, which is different than the normal tissue, and you can make these targeted missiles, monoclonal antibodies, that just destroy the bad tissue and leave the good tissue alone. And the problem with the early chemotherapies for cancer were they could not distinguish normal from mm-hmm. cancer cells, and they destroyed everything. And yeah. what you're reading about from the City of Hope is this investigational small molecule that selectively disrupts DNA replication and repair in cancer cells, leaving the healthy cells unaffected. And this is an exciting new mode of treating. This is where we're getting to the genetics of cancer, and this is also in the future, and this is going to help to effectively treat cancer, get rid of the bad cells, and leave the good cells alone.
I know that you don't necessarily like the negative, nor do I, but I do see something that showed up in Lancet this week about how many people will develop some form of mental illness. And it isn't so much that people, you're not in the mental health business, you're in the physical health business. But I would bet that there are times when you see people who need attention because of their mental issues, and that relates sometimes to their physical issues. How do you handle that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we were talking about preventive oncology, and there is an American Society of Preventive Oncology, which you were talking about, the preventive oncologist. And then you're talking about now cardiologists. I don't know a good cardiologist who is in part-time psychiatrist because of the overlap between mental issues, stress, depression, anxiety, and the heart. So we see a lot of people with overlap heart and mental issues and very accustomed to dealing with them and helping people get to the right subspecialists when they need them. So I work closely with mental health experts.
All right, there it is, straight from the doctor's mouth. Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.